I yield my spirit. Let thunder to our prayer this morning. You alone are my shield. You alone are my heart desire. To you alone I yield my spirit. Please turn that song to your prayer. You alone are my heart desire. I didn't come here this morning to meet with anybody, but I came to meet with you. The one that can change story, the one that can rewrite stories, the one that can give my life victory. Can somebody pray, ask God, as your word is coming, your word will bless my life. Your word will turn things around for me. Please turn that to your prayer in 1 minute. Father, whatever has been the thing that was troubling my heart, you are more than a brother. You are a brother, even though you are my king. I need you more than gold and silver. Somebody turn that to your prayer and ask God. Oh, Father, I yield my spirit to you. If you don't mind, put your hand on your chest and make that declaration. Father, I depend on you. You are my heart desire. I arrest every spirit that would have troubled my mind. Oh God, have your way. As we take that song one more time, please place your hand on your chest and say, you are opportunity. That I cry to you this morning, you alone our heart desire, and we long to worship you. Lord, we ask that under this atmosphere, that your angels will begin to minister healing, minister deliverance, minister breakthrough to us, that your word will impact our life. Bless us, O God, through your word this morning. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Can I hear a believer's amen? Please, once again, can we celebrate the choir? Oh, please celebrate the choir. That was a powerful rendition. May God bless the choir in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, please celebrate our mom in the house. Hallelujah. Let's take our seats. May God bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. Please quickly give. I want us to read two scriptures, and I will be very snappy, I'll be very fast this morning's service. Give us that Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2 again. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. I want to begin from there. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. Bible says, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Why? because it was not mixed with faith. Hallelujah. When they heard the word did not profit them because there was no faith in the word. I am praying for somebody this morning. As you hear the word, may you have the faith to make the word work in your life in the name of Jesus. Quickly, let's open to the book of Matthew chapter 22. My concern is going to be from verse 25 to verse 29. Just go back. Matthew chapter 22 from verse 25 to verse 29. That is going to be our anchor text. Bible says, now there were with us seven brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, diseased, and having no issue, left his wife unto his brother. Please have it in the New King James Version. From the next verse, give us New King James Version, verse 26 now. Bible says, likewise the second also, and the third, even to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of the seven will she be? For they all had married her. Jesus answered and said to them, you are mistaken, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of God. Give us that verse 29, King James Version. Verse 29, King James Version, verse 29. Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. I'm praying for us this morning, that as you know the scripture and the power of God, may it break protocols in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. This month is a month of victory forever. Please help me talk to somebody and tell that person, this month your victory is forever. Or prophesy to two persons and tell them, this month your victory is forever. Okay, maybe they don't believe. Now talk to yourself. Tell them, this month my victory is forever. If you believe, I can hear you shout the believers, amen. Let me quickly remind us that during our Easter program, I did tell us on Saturday that victory is a gift from God to every believer through Jesus Christ. That victory is a gift from God to every believer through Jesus Christ. That is going to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. I also told us that victory is the birthright of every born again child of God. If you are born again, then victory is your birthright, because the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, that whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Number three, I want us to know that even though victory is a gift from God and victory is our birthright, that we can only claim our victory through our faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. It is our faith that releases the victory that is our birthright and the victory that is a gift from God. Okay, let me put it this way, the way you understand that faith is that ATM card that releases the blessing or the victory that belongs to you. It is one thing for you to have money in your account. It's one thing for you to know that there's money with you, but without your ATM card, you cannot make withdrawal. So our faith is that ATM card that withdraws or releases the blessings, that releases the victory that Christ has for us. And I'm praying for somebody in this service, may your faith release your victory for you. Oh, I say, may your faith release your victory for you in the name of Jesus. So the question is, what is victory? I will just mention two or three things. What is victory? Victory is being a winner in the face of battles. Being a winner in the face of battles, whether they are spiritual battles or they are physical battles. As a child of God, victory is that you are a winner despite the battles you are going through. And I'm praying for somebody, this month of April and beyond, you shall be victorious in the name of Jesus. Every battle you face, knowingly or unknowingly, you will be a winner in the name of Jesus. Number two, victory is winning despite opposition. Winning despite opposition. Faith is winning despite your challenges. In other words, it doesn't matter whoever is opposing you. It doesn't matter whoever is challenging you. It doesn't matter the forces that are against you. As far as you are a child of God, your own portion is to win. And I'm praying for somebody in this month of April and beyond, whatever may be the opposition, whatever may be opposing your life, whatever may be opposing your academy, you are a winner in the name of Jesus. Oh, I say you will win in the name of Jesus. That you can see in the book of Revelation chapter 12 from verse 7 to verse 12. Number three, what is victory? Victory is triumphing over the plans and schemings of the devil. Triumphing over the plans and schemings of the devil. Whether it's in your family, whether it's in your academics, whether it's where you are staying, whether it is from your background, when you triumph over the plans, when you triumph over the schemings, when you triumph over every obstacle of the enemy, it is because you are victorious. In Exodus chapter 15, Bible says in verse 1 and 2 that after the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, that was an obstacle for them. When they crossed the Red Sea, Bible said they sang, they said, I will sing unto the Lord, for he had triumphed gloriously, the horse and his riders that he had thrown into the sea. I'm praying for somebody, whatever may be the weapons the enemy is using to fight your life in this month of April, God will frustrate their weapons. Oh, I say God will frustrate their weapons in the name of Jesus. This morning, I will be speaking on victory over evil covenants. Victory over evil covenants. And in the second service, I'll be speaking on victory over spiritual attack. Now, let me say this. Whether you know it or not, as a child of God, as children of God, we are engaged in battle. There's a battle you are going through as a child of God, knowingly or unknowingly. This battle is as a result of the battle the Bible says started in heaven. According to Revelation chapter 12 from verse 7, that there was war in heaven. And there was battle between the devil and the angels of God. And they were thrown. If you read further, Bible said when the devil saw that he was overcome from heaven, Bible said he came down and he continued in this battle. But one thing I want us to know is that whatever battle you are going through, you are fighting from the standpoint of victory. And that shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Now let us understand what is evil covenants. Some facts you must know about covenant or evil covenant and its effects. Number one, a covenant is an agreement, a working cooperation between two or more persons. A covenant is an agreement. In other words, it is a cooperation that is working. Working as in W-O-R-K-I-N-G. It is active. Every covenant that was entered into is working either against or for a person. So it is between two or more entities. Whether you know it or not, every family has a covenant that is working for that family or against that family. But I came this morning to announce to somebody, as you shout amen, every evil covenant that was working against your life, it is destroyed in the name of Jesus. In this service, that covenant will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. For every covenant working, there are persons that are servicing that covenant. That is what we want you to know. For every covenant that is working, there are persons, or there's a person that is servicing that covenant. That's why our tithe is important. Because our tithe is a covenant we are entering with God concerning our businesses, concerning our finances, concerning the works of our hands. But I'm here this morning to pray for you. If there is anybody in your family or from your village that is servicing an evil covenant against your life, this morning, may that altar catch fire. Oh, I say, may that altar catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says in Numbers 23, verse 23, that there is no enchantment against Israel. Please give us Numbers 23 and verse 23. Bible says in that place, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? Hallelujah. As a child of God, you should know that there is no sorcery, there is no divination, there is no libation that they will pour against you that will work against your life. And I'm praying for you in this month of April and beyond, that shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Another thing I want to know about covenant or evil covenant is that evil covenant can be done on behalf of others. Evil covenant. Because you may say, oh, after all, thank God, I've not entered into any evil covenant before. But evil covenant can be done on behalf of others. In the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 25, Matthew 27, verse 25, Bible says the time came that Jesus was to be released, or Pilate wanted to release Jesus. He said to them, this man is an innocent man. I have not seen any guilt in him. But in verse 25, Bible said, they answered all the people and said, his blood be on us. And can the church read for us? His blood be on and on our... The children were not there. Praise God. But these people, out of their annoyance, out of anger, out of hatred, Bible said they went into this covenant and they said, may the blood of this innocent man be on us and on our children. It's the same thing that's happening today. There are times that parents enter into covenants with evil spirit in their family. And even when you were not there, but they made a pronouncement and they said, may that covenant work on us and on our children. But I came to stand on this altar and I pray for somebody. Any evil pronouncement, every evil word that was spoken against you in your absence, that word is destroyed now. By the blood of Jesus, that word is nullified. In Jesus' name. So evil covenants are also speakings. Evil covenants are speakings, working against a person from their foundation. Evil covenants are speakings, working against a person from their foundation. Most times, you may not even know what's happening in your foundation, but one thing you should know is that there are evil covenants that are working from your foundation. In the book of 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 4, if you read verse 9 and verse 10, 2 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. Bible said that Jabez was suffering. And the suffering that Jabez went through was not caused by him. The suffering was a foundational suffering or issue, because the Bible said when the mother was about giving birth to Jabez, Bible said because of what the mother went through, she made that pronouncement and they called him Jabez. meaning pains. And Jabez went through pains. But I came to pray for you. Whatever has been causing you pain, throw your foundation. This morning, that pain expires. Oh, I said that pain expires. In the name of Jesus. From the place we read, I'll just mention three things from the place we read about the effects of evil covenant. What evil covenant does is that evil covenant makes you suffer what others have suffered without complaining. Evil covenant makes you suffer what your parents suffered without complaining. Bible led us to know that this was a family of seven men, a family of seven young men. Bible said that the first son got married. He did not have any child. He died. I'm talking about Matthew chapter 22 now, from verse 25. Bible said the second one also got married to the same woman. It continued till the seven sons of this man married this one woman. None of them said, I'm not going to marry him. In other words, they were suffering what others suffered. Another thing that evil covenant does is that it makes you obey tradition foolishly without asking questions. It makes you obey traditions foolishly without asking questions. The second son came, he married without asking questions, without making findings. The third son came, continued marrying the same woman without asking questions, without saying anything. Bible says, until all of them died. But I'm praying for somebody in this service. Whatever has been the evil tradition, evil custom in your family, because you are in this service, that tradition will not work again in your life. Oh, I say it will not work again in your life. In the name of Jesus. There's something about evil tradition. Is that evil tradition works effortlessly. Or let me say, it destroys lives effortlessly. Once you continue to obey evil tradition, it claims life without any struggle. This woman in this family was a problem. And the problem, she was a tradition that was in the family. And they continued marrying this woman. They continued accepting this tradition until the tradition killed all of them. But I pray for you, after this service, no tradition shall have effect in your life. Oh, I say no tradition will have effect in your life. In the name of Jesus. Because one thing that tradition does is that it does not stop its assignment for those who are believing or who are acknowledging it. It doesn't stop its assignment until it accomplishes its purpose. Bible said that this woman did not die until the last son of the family did what? Died. So the assignment of this woman, or the assignment of this tradition, was to finish the seven sons of that family. But I'm praying for you, you will not die. Oh, our first reading helps us to know that we shall not die, but we will live. And I'm praying for you, you will not die, but you will live. In the name of Jesus. Because Jesus said in that passage that evil tradition is an error. In verse 29, he said to them that you err because you don't know the power of God and you don't know what God can do in your life. So every evil tradition is an error that must be corrected. And I'm praying for all that in this service, that error will be corrected in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the next thing I want us to know is that we have a ground that we can stand to overcome evil foundation or to overcome evil tradition. But let me just mention here that there are some signs God can show you for you to know that there is an evil tradition going on in your family. One of the signs is when there's a repeated evil pattern. When there's a repeated evil pattern in your family, you discover that as a female child, that the same thing that happened to your mother is happening to you, or is about to happen to you, is a sign that there's an evil tradition or an evil covenant going on in your family. As a brother, you know that there are things that happen to your father. You have been hearing about it, and all of a sudden, you see those things about to manifest in your life. Is a sign that there are evil traditions, evil covenants working against your life. One thing that evil covenant does is that one of the signs that it brings the spirit of fear upon a person. That you have a fear you cannot explain. You are living, but you are living under fear. You are caged by fear. Is a sign of evil covenant. Another thing is that in families that there is delayed in marriage, sometimes people stay for a long time, people stay for some years, especially the first children, they suffer, they struggle, they cannot break through. It is because there's an evil covenant that was working in that family. But I'm praying for you in this service, whatever was the evil covenant, it is expiring in the name of Jesus. There are times God shows us in our dreams that there's an evil covenant working in our lives. Because God will not fail to minister to you, to show you things, for you to know that there are things that are wrong in your life. One of those things that God can show you in your dream, as we are going to pray, there was some point God asked me to mention, and we are going to pray about it. Sometimes you see yourself either bathing in the river, or you are playing around the riverside alone or with people you don't know. It's a sign that there's an evil covenant with the marine spirit that is walking around your life. And in this service, if there is anybody under such claimant, under such authority, is going to be broken in the name of Jesus. I say it will be broken in the name of Jesus. We see people who have sexual harassment in their dreams. They have tried all they could to break out of that evil covenant. They've tried all they could to be free from such harassment. But they see those things happening again. It's an indication that there's a covenant that is working in your life. But this morning we are going to pray, and God will break those covenants for us in the name of Jesus. So that we can have some time to pray, I want to mention about three ways how we can overcome the covenant or the evil covenant in our families. In other words, what are the grounds you can stand as a child of God to overcome this evil covenant? Number one, I want to know very well before we begin that nobody can be free from any evil covenant without the power of God. It is only the power of God that can break every evil covenant, no matter how long that covenant has been, because the God we serve is the Alpha and Omega. He knows the beginning of that covenant, and he knows the end of that covenant. So for you to have victory over this covenant, number one, you must have a knowledge of your family. Bible in the book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, that my people perish for lack of knowledge. Every family you come from has a covenant. As a student, as a child of God, always go back and make findings. What are the things that used to happen in this family? Have time maybe to visit maybe your parents or your uncle or somebody. Just make inquiry. Can I say this? Ignorance is not an excuse for evil covenants. Is somebody hearing me? You say, I did not know. It's not an excuse. Whether you know it or not, any evil covenant that is working in your family can affect you. So for you to break out of it, it begins from you having knowledge of what is to happen in your family, because that's the beginning of your victory. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Number two, know the truth of the word of God. Stand in the truth of the word of God. Bible says in the book of John chapter 8, he said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And the word of God is true. Can I say this to us? That victory that comes from the word is the victory that overcometh the world. The word of God you are talking about here is not the word that you just hear and live. No, it is the abiding word. The word that abides in your life. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 13 and verse 14. 1 John chapter 2, verse 13 and verse 14. Bible says that the word that abides in you. Say, I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him, that he is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Verse 14. Bible says, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abide in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Many people go to church and they play church. You know what I mean to play church? People are playing church. In our language, Nsembre, Ufogobasenyemi. Mama, you know what I'm saying? They are playing church. Some people come to church just to enjoy the sound, to enjoy the music, but they don't allow the word to abide in them. Can I say this? That it is only the word that abides in you that can give you victory. The written word abiding in us is the secret to our strength. The spiritual strength that gives us victory is a function of the word that you carry. The word that gives you strength, that gives you victory, is not the word you heard. It's not the word that is the word that abides in you. I told somebody this thing some time ago, that it's not the bread that you sell that satisfies you. It's not the bread that you see that satisfies you, but the bread that you eat. Praise God. Whether you are selling many bread or you have a store, you sell bread, those bread cannot satisfy your hunger until you eat the bread. So it is the word of God that enters you. It is the word of God that becomes a rhema for you. It is the word of God that you dwell upon it that can change your story. Help me tell your neighbor, have a word for yourself. Can somebody shout hallelujah? It is that word that becomes light. Bible says that the entrance of the word, those word, give it life. Psalm 119 verse 130. It is when the word enters your life that it can give light to every darkness. I don't know what is like darkness in your life, but I came to say that there's a word that can end and terminate that darkness. Can I also say that another ground we can stand to have victory is the ground of the blood of Jesus. The ground of the blood of Jesus. Please give us, maybe I'll round off from here so we can pray. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 11. Having the Amplified Bible, that will be better. Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 11. The blood of Jesus. Please give us with Amplified Bible. The Bible said, as for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, my chosen people, the covenant that was sealed with blood, I have freed your prisoners from the waterless pit. Somebody shout hallelujah. So the blood of Jesus gives us victory from every covenant. The blood of Jesus gives us victory from every power of the enemy. The blood of Jesus gives us victory. So the blood of Jesus is our winning card. The blood of Jesus is the receipt that we have for our redemption. The blood of Jesus is that you can show the devil that this is the receipt that I have been delivered. And this morning, as we stand to pray, I came to announce to us that is the blood that can take away the powers of evil covenant in your life. Can we stand to our feet? As you stand to your feet, let me also remind us that there can be no true victory except you surrender your life to Christ. No matter how you pray, I know that victory comes through prayers, but no matter how you pray, except you surrender your life to Christ, you must be born again. Because every true child of God overcometh the world. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Every true child of God. I don't know, you are here this morning and you know that they have covenants working in your life or your family, but you are yet to surrender your life to Christ. That is the beginning of your victory. 1 John 4 verse 4. But as a little children, you are of God and you have overcome him. You have belonged to him and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Hallelujah. If you are not of God, victory may not be your portion. Can't say, Father, thank you for victory over evil covenant. Can you open your mouth, prayer, and talk to God? Please take the microphone. Can you say, God, thank you for the victory over evil covenant that is in Jesus? Tell him, Father, thank you for the victory that is in the name of Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Oh, we are going to pray. Oh, victory
belongs to Jesus.
Victory, victory belongs to him. Sing it one more time. Oh, victory,
victory.
Come pray and say, oh God, thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, begin to pray and talk to God. Tell him, Father, thank you for the victory I have in the name of Jesus. Tell him, Father, thank you. There is victory for you. And you are here. You know you are yet to give your life to Christ. God, tell him, Father, I am coming to you this morning. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Let that be your prayer. Just take those three prayer points. And we are done with this service, this first service. Tell God, thank you for the victory. In the name of Jesus. Tell God, any sin in me that connected me to my ancestors, any sin in me that connected me to that evil covenant, oh God, this morning I come before you. Help me, help me, help me, help me. Open your mouth, pray and talk to God. Open your mouth, pray and talk to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Come say, my Father, my Father. Oh, please shout, my Father, my God. As I begin to pray, I decree my release from every unbroken covenant. I decree my release from every hidden evil covenant in my family. Open your mouth, begin to pray, 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 pray. Somebody pray, somebody pray. Somebody pray and be serious. I release my spirit. I release my academics. I release my life from every hidden covenant. I release my body. I release myself. Pray, 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 pray. Please be serious. Be serious, be serious. Every demonic covenant working against my life, I declare them nullified. I declare them nullified. Pray, pray, pray. By the blood of Jesus, every evil speaking, every evil handwriting, every evil declaration over my life, I declare null and void. By the blood of Jesus, null and void. By the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. I want to pray this last prayer point. I want to be serious about it. I want to pray and ask God, you are my help. I said earlier, it is only God that can help you to be free from evil covenants. I want to pray and tell God, you are my helper. And I pray, oh God, help me from whatever may be the power of evil covenant working against my life. And say, oh God, say, oh God,
You are my help. Say, my Father, my God, help my life, help my academics, help my destiny from every evil covenant that was working against me. Open your mouth, pray, pray, pray. My help has come. My help, my help, my help. You want to pray and I want to shout the name of Jesus. Let that Jesus help you. Raise your hand, say, oh God. Please say with me, oh God, anoint my hand. As I place this hand upon my head, every power, every covenant, whatever represents evil covenant in my life, Lord, as I raise my hand on my head, let that evil covenant disappear. Put your hand on your head, begin to pray, 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 pray. Shout out, my Father, anoint these hands. Anoint them, anoint them, anoint them. Let there be a release, a release, a release. Shout out, covenant of my Father's house, covenant of my mother's house. Disappear, 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 disappear. Pray, 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 pray. Whatever in your body, whatever in your body, whatever you are carrying, that is an evil covenant. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Please, the last thing I want to do, place your two hands on your head. Your helper is here already. There are angels here that are going to help you. The word victory has seven letters. We are going to shout the name of Jesus for seven times. And if you are here, you've been struggling with the spirit of fornication. You are here, you've been seeing yourself being aroused in the dream sexually. You are here, you've been seeing yourself betting in the river. I don't want it to come out. But as we shout this name of Jesus for this seven times, believe God that there's going to be a release. There's going to be a release. Father, I decree, as we shout the name of Jesus in this our month of victory, I pray, oh God, for those who will believe, let there be a release. Shout Jesus number one. Please, there's mentalists who walk with me. Father, as we shout Jesus number two, shout with understanding and believe God that God is going to deliver you now. Shout number two. Shadabadabaladagarabos. Holy Ghost, take over. Labo Shadabada. Hey.
My helper. My helper, oh, my helper, every something, every something that I have, come into your presence, my helper.
There's people who is telling me, we are going to demonstrate something. When you want to lock a door, you lock a door to your right. Allow Shataba. You lock a door to your right. When you want to open or release it, you turn it to your left. As we shout Jesus the third time, you are going to turn to your left and ask God, I receive my victory now. Father, I declare, as many as their faith carries them, as we shout Jesus number three and turn for a release, whatever was the power of evil covenant with the power of the waters,
with the marine spirit. As we shout Jesus number three and turn to our left, let there be a release. Shout Jesus number three. Somebody turn. Release me.
Please understand me. As we shout the fourth time, please turn with understanding. Turn around with understanding. I can see everything.
Somebody
shout Jesus number four. Make it on. The fifth time, you are still going to turn again. Say, my Father, whatever is obstructing my deliverance, as I shout Jesus and turn around, let my deliverance come with fire. Somebody shout Jesus number four.
Jesus!
Yes! Identify them. There are people here that evil covenant is working from their foundation. As we shout Jesus this sixth time, you will stamp your feet on your ground, on the ground, and turn around. We arrest every spirit of evil covenant from the foundation. As we shout Jesus and turn around, let there be a release. Shout Jesus number six. Turn. Release. Holy Ghost, set them free. Loose. This is the last one now. Please, there are people that are still doubting God. Just release yourself. When our mommy was in the opening prayer, he told us, release yourself. Forget about the clothes you wore to church. Just shout that Jesus and turn around. Turn around to your left and shout Jesus. Let God turn things around for you. Father, I declare, I join my faith with our mother upon the life of everyone that will obey this simple command. As we turn around and shout Jesus for the seventh time, Lord, I decree, at the count of three, you will shout Jesus and turn around. At the count of three, you will shout Jesus and turn around. There's going to be a release from that ancestral covenant. Father, I declare, not by power, not by might, but your spirit. Number one, number two, number three, Jesus! Go! Turn! Go! Release! Help them! Go! Fire! In the name of Jesus!
Finally, we are going to shout victory. We are going to shout victory. You are going to shout victory. You are going to shout victory. Victory. At the count of three, you will shout that victory. And I'm handing over the mic to our mommy to summarize. Father, I decree from that chain, from that masturbation, from that spirit of fornication, from that spirit that disturbs, from that spirit that molests people in their dreams. Lord, as we shout victory at the count of three, Holy Ghost fire, take over this arena. Take over this arena. Please join hand with somebody. Join hand with somebody as we shout victory. Lord, at the count of three, let there be a release. Number one, number two, number three, victory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus.
Because you believe, and if you believe, the Bible says there shall be a performance. I declare on the Jesus, you're going back. Evil of covenant, have no victory over you anymore.
Amen.
Have no victory over your academics anymore.
Amen.
You are released to live a victorious life.
Amen.
In your academics, you are released to be victorious.
Amen.
In your work with God, you are released to live victoriously.
Amen.
The power of God overtakes everything now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can someone shout Jesus?
Jesus.
Can someone shout Jesus?
Jesus.
The Lamb of God upon the throne, reign over. Reign over their finances, reign over their families, reign over their ministry, reign over their destiny.
Amen.
I declare in the name of Jesus that you will never be the next to follow in evil covenant.
Amen.
You will never be the next in the list in the evil covenant list.
Amen.
You will never be the next in the evil covenant scheming.
Amen.
You will never be the next in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Spiritually, never.
Amen.
Physically, never.
Amen.
In everything you do, never.
Amen.
But I declare you, you will shine brighter and brighter.
Amen.
Because by faith you believe in God today.
Amen.
You are an overcomer.
Amen.
You're more than a conqueror.
Amen.
You shall end well.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Can someone shout, the Lamb upon the throne is my Savior.
The Lamb upon the throne is my Savior.
And he reigneth forevermore.
And he reigneth forever.
Amen.
Amen.